All right, let's head to the kitchen now where my mom is standing by. It's Cooking with Claude here on WICC. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
I'm good, honey. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah,
that's my girl.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, emotional roller coaster watching this. Are you watching it in the background?
I am.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Yeah,
like all those bikes.
Part, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to put it on.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I mean, but it just, I don't know. I have such pride for, like, the police. I just, I don't know.
Well, me too. I mean, I was kind of, you know, especially in nursing, knowing all the police in the ER and my father and... Yeah, it does hit hard.
Yeah, it certainly does. So let's talk about cooking, because I think cooking makes people feel a little more comfort. We could really use some comfort food right now. No, seriously. I mean, one of the things I learned from you, Mom, especially because, you know, my mom was, she still is a registered nurse. But, you know, one of the things I learned, and it has helped me tremendously working in the news industry, because there are a lot of hard days like today.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is a quick fix, at least to kind of help you cope and to, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to still be a parent today. I'm still going to be an active member of society, but I'm a little sad, is comfort food, you know, making really good food. Mm-hmm. And my mom's really good at it. She makes really good comfort food instead of going out and buying, you know, from, not that it's not good to support local, but if you can make comfort food, it tastes so good. So I would put the mummy stromboli on there. It was delicious, and it was hearty.
It was
good.
So good. I have to say, like, I don't mean to blow my own horn, but a lot of these, like, recipes I'm doing, like, for the first time, and I'm never sure, but a lot of it is, like, the way you go about it. Like, for instance, I've gotten to a point, you know, with making my own dough. So, I mean, it's fine to buy it over the counter, like the Pillsbury pizza dough and stuff like that. You know, it's three simple ingredients, and you put it in your thing, your food processor thing, and it makes one nice ball of dough and a little flour and a little rolling pin, and there you have it.
I mean, yeah, that's it. I was going to say, you could tell that it was homemade crust. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the can. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could tell.
And for those that don't have a lot of time, that's perfectly fine. I did it for years myself.
Pillsbury is delicious. Can't go wrong with that. Yep.
But now that I have a little bit more time, and you know, also that you know, my sister's like, it's so easy. Once you do it, you're never going to go back, and she's right.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to.
Trust the process and give it a shot. All right.
Yeah.
So one more time, Mom, what are the ingredients really quick? Because I'll put this on the podcast, but what are the ingredients for the dough?
Let's see. You know, you think I would have this down by heart because it's three simple ingredients, but let me just get it for you.
That's okay, Mother. Take your time.
I'm right here.
It's totally cool.
It's
I believe
right
in you.
At the top. If it's not, no, then I lie.
Well, no, you're not lying.
I don't lie.
Yeah, no, we certainly don't lie.
Well, let's see. It must be over here. Anyway, I'm going to give you the ingredients while I'm looking for the dough recipe. I believe it's 1 3/4 cups of flour, and I believe it's 1/4 cup of butter, and then ice water, I believe it's about 1/4 cup. But I will correct that and take a picture of it and send it to you.
Okay. Excellent.
Because for right now, of course, I can't find it.
That's okay, Mom. No worries, because I will put it, like I said, I'll put the full thing on the website when I put this on the podcast. So why don't you go to the stromboli recipe, because I've totally thrown you.
No, that's okay. I don't mind being thrown. So anyway, what I end up doing is I quarter my dough, and of course I made one small one, I made two big ones. So however big you want to make them, it's just that the longer they are, the harder they are to maneuver, especially when they're not cooked. So anyway, I quarter my dough, I roll it out as close to a square that I can, and then I cut it to make it a perfect square. And then I would say about a third of the way in from each side, you're just taking a knife and cutting into little strips. Everything is still connected, but you have little strips on either side. Got that pictured?
I do. I'm following everything you're doing, yes.
Okay. And then you start putting your stromboli together. I simply used some garlic on the bottom all the way down. You know, a nice amount. You want to be able to taste it. I used Italian seasoning over the garlic. And then I put in the shredded mozzarella all down the center, and I went pretty heavy on that. And then I took pepperoni, and I did go pretty heavy on the pepperoni.
I was glad you did. Because it made it hearty, and you didn't need more meats. It was really good.
No, yeah, and you want that cheese, and you want that pepperoni to be abundant. So then it's fun because you have to almost take the two top strips, and you kind of put those over the top together, almost like it's covered the mummy's head. So. And then the next two, you want to kind of create it down a little bit lower. So you've got two pieces of pepperoni kind of staring at you. And then you continue to braid it all the way down so you see some of the red pepperoni through it. Of course, you won't see a lot because when you bake it, you know, the dough will cover most of it. But you kind of just braid it on down, one on one side, one on the other, and you kind of just mush them together on either side. And then you whitewash it with egg, which is, you know, scramble yourself an egg, take one of those basters and just baste it all the way down. And then you put it in the oven at 400 and then keep an eye on it because it cooks very quickly. So I would say like, 15, 20 minutes. You might have to lower it a little bit. And then when you cool it, make sure you spray the bottom of your pan, with Pam or whatever you guys use or butter or whatever. And then, you know, for the where that little opening is at top, I ended up using like when it's cooled down, putting like the yellow Reese's Pieces eyes, or you can actually buy the little eyes, in the candy section of like the birthday cake area. So it looks like little black eyes, and I believe they're edible. But I used Reese's peanut because I made one with orange eyes and one with yellow eyes. And then you just break it off and eat it or cut it and eat it. And it was just delicious. And it's kind of fun for the holidays.
It really was really good. And it was perfect for Halloween. Like it really was the perfect like appetizer. So if you have even something coming up this weekend or especially for next weekend, you have any celebrations, you got to go to a party, you're like, what do I bring? I thought this was a slam dunk. So kudos to you, Mom.
It's kind of almost like without the sauce. I mean, you could always put sauce on the side and dip it. I didn't.
Not necessary. I didn't think it was necessary.
No. It's like a pizza without the sauce, but it's, you know.
Which in my opinion is sometimes a lot better. But that's just
me. Good.
It really was.
Oh,
it really was. It really was so good.
I'll make them for Halloween again.
I think you should, especially because the Wrightsons will be there. So you should certainly do that. Yeah, certainly should.
Yeah. A good recipe. Lots of fun.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Mom. Appreciate it. And as soon as you find out the dough ingredient amounts, just send it to me and I'll add that.
Certainly will.
Cool. Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Cooking with Claude right here on WICC.